Hi, everybody. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
What's up, Sarah C? What's going on?
What's up, Holly B?
Yeah,
I still think it could have been real catchy if we were like, I'm Holly B and I'm Sarah C.
damn.
I'm from the OC and I'm from SD.
Ooh. That could be our intro on like Watch What Happens Live. She's Holly B and she's Sarah C.
She's Holly B from the OC and she's Sarah C from the SD. We got either one of us moved to LA. It just wouldn't rhyme.
Yeah.
Well, I just finished the Peacock version of the reunion, and for all of you that have like both, if you watch Bravo, there are a few extra scenes on the reunion on the Peacock
Oh, tell me,
version.
tell me.
Okay. Well, first, Andy played a clip of when Sandoval told Jax he should be the one to move out of the apartment when Jax cheated on Brittany. He's like, dude, it's like you cheated. You should be the one to go. You shouldn't be living in the same house. You should be the one to go. And Andy's like, and how do you respond to that, Sandoval? And he's like, well, I think I'd feel differently if, he lived in a 5-bedroom house versus a 1-bedroom apartment.
Oh
Well,
gosh.
isn't that convenient?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Sandoval, maybe you should have listened to your own lecture to Jax.
Yeah.
Then Andy said, respectfully so, both of your rooms are quite a mess. Do you have hoarder tendencies?
What'd they say?
Ariana said she's been in a huge purge, and so everything was just all over the place. And she's like, honestly, I'm probably going to leave all of that stuff behind and start fresh. And then Sandoval's like, well, yeah, I'm like really passionate and like I can be messy. And so like I just hire someone to take care of it because I mean, I kind of like it messy, but if other people don't, then I'll hire someone. And then James is like, there's no excuse. My house is clean and I don't even have cleaners.
Wow.
I love that James doesn't have a cleaner.
Yeah, and his house is clean. He's right.
So there was that. So Sandoval likes it messy. Shocker.
Yeah.
So then it got into like the Sandoval Lala, and Sandoval's like, yeah, but I didn't do any podcasts about Tom and Katie's breakup. I didn't do any podcasts about you, Lala, and Randall. And Lala's like, well, I wish you would have. At least it would be nice to have some backup. She's like, next time if I'm with a guy like that, start your engines and have my back. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And then, okay, the name, Andy asked about the new baby's name. Will it relate to like ocean at all? And she's like, no, Andy, how could it? Like the ocean's the most powerful thing. She's like, what am I gonna do, lake or river? She'll always be less than. And then Sandoval said, what about drive? It could be ocean drive. And Lala's like, I kind of like that. Oh my God, can you imagine when she named her kid Drive with the history of Vanderpump
Oh
Rules in that movie?
no, she cannot.
What do you think it could be? I know it's baby S and it's a girl. Like, I was thinking Sin, or she could be like Sin, like the French river, the Sin. But her name's Sin, which would be very Lala-ish. But it has nothing to do with, like, elements, so. But Sin doesn't really. Sarah?
It could be Sarah.
Could be. Well, we'll see. September 1st. Oh, and then Andy
Maybe it's
asked.
gonna be C, like SEE. Or wait, it's not gonna be SEA, like C.
Actually, that
Ocean
would be
and
brilliant.
C.
That would be brilliant. Or like Sia, but spelled SEA or
Yeah.
SEAH.
Yeah.
I gotta have the H on there because that's how I spell my name. But that would be brilliant because the ocean is the sea and the sea is the ocean.
Yeah.
So ocean is sea or sia.
And they would be
Actually,
connected. They would be connected by a body, it's like bodies of water.
connected and both powerful in their own ways. Huh.
Huh.
Well, she's never gonna figure that out.
Yeah.
And he's like, Tom, have you been able to pay your mom back yet? And he's like, no, Andy. And I'm like, before he's like, she's at peace with it for now, though. Like, she's, you know, she's fine. And Katie mumbles to Ariana. She's like, "Oh, I know how you could pay her back. Maybe sell your fucking house." But
Yeah.
how must it feel for Sandoval's mom to see him like attempting to maybe spend 22 grand on a month on his mortgage, paying this 19-piece band, spending out like, it's just gotta be just a little bit of a, you know, like when Katie vented to to Lala about, you know, Ariana's just gone all the time, like as a friend should be able to vent. Imagine like, who's Sandoval's mom venting to? Like maybe her husband, but then she doesn't want to. It's, you know, it's to stepdad, so maybe she doesn't want to taint her son to the dad. She can't really vent to Tom's dad because, you know, he's got his own situation. It's like she's probably got her own frustrations, much like, you know, Jax's mom probably has her side of the story, but
Yeah. Well,
it
she's pro I
doesn't
mean
overlap with her mom.
I'm just th like I was I'm thinking like if Ronnie got into trouble like Sandoval and yeah, I don't know. First of all, I don't know that I would have I might have shown a little tough love there and not given the money. But
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
maybe in Tom's defense, because he did say, "I went on tour because I was broke, Andy." Like, I guess his band touring is making money. It seems hard with that many people in the band and then all of their travel costs and practice costs. Like, that's a lot of people to house, pay for their meals, their flights, their just every their time. It seems hard to believe that like he'd make money, or if not like break even, but like money to live on, because he's like, "I'm broke." But you know, at the same time, it probably did do him good, like we talked about last night, you know, for him to do that. But maybe his mom's just holding her tongue right now until he got out of his dark moments.
Yeah.
But like, and he's like, "We're in the black now at Schwartz and Sandy." She should be like knocking on that door, like ding 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 dong.
Yeah.
So you
Or
said you're in the black.
yeah, or I would the other way that I could justify it as like a mother is that like that was his like inheritance and like I'm giving it to him early. And then like I would probably be like, "Well, that just took away all of my spending money and my golden years." You know what I mean? Like I don't know.
Well, that's one hell of an inheritance for a firefighter. They don't make that much money.
Oh, I thought they did. No, they don't.
No.
Oh. Oh my God.
Go glass house yourself right now. That is, you know, Google glass house. You know, isn't it a glass door? Sorry, glass door. Go to glass door. No, they make like a little more than police and police and or public defenders.
I
That's why I
get
never wanted to.
not even like the fire captain.
He's probably at 200, two. Ish and the high end. You know what? I'm going to come back to you guys tomorrow or on our next podcast because I will be able to have some digits for you. Actually, I mean, a lot of you guys, thank you for the guys that met us in Las Vegas at our meetup. You know, one of our listeners, her husband, works with Madison LaCroix's husband, you know, and he's been in it a while. We'll get some numbers from, you know, approximations, but you know, I've got a friend that was, you know, that's doing it, and
I
we'll
mean,
see.
I'm so grateful to people that can do that job. I also think it's like a passion project. Like I think people like they love to help other people to do that. And then I was like maybe this is like completely wrong, but I thought it was like you could get some badass like overtime hours and stuff, but maybe I'm shit, I don't know.
One to two at best, and
I mean, to
you
me that's
know,
pretty good.
you it's not to leave a $250,000 inheritance to your son while you're still. I think she, I mean, she maybe retired from the firefighting, but I don't know if she's retired from working.
Yeah, I don't, I don't, yeah, I, yeah, I don't know.
That the pension you get is enough for you to live on. Not to give someone
But she could have
$250,000.
saved. That's not that much to save.
You know, she's not that much older than us. Have you saved that much?
Well, I'm just saying, like, Diane has gotten a lot of, like when, you know, like, if I'm saying in lieu of an inheritance, like, she, that's what he's getting, you know? Like, when she would sell her house, he would get that much, you know?
Yeah, but in the meantime, she still has the house that she's
Right.
living because she's
Right.
pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh well, I'll come back to you. We'll do some research. All right, and then so they get back into the. So what they left out of the something about her and Lisa chiming in, like, it doesn't take a year to figure out your drain. Then what they left out was she's like, I've talked to Penny. I know there were some issues with Penny, and she and Katie and Ariana stop her, and they're like, no, there's no issues with Penny. She worked with us for 2 months, and that's it. And then Lala chimes in, and she's like, excuse me. It was more than just 2 months because she was there for at least both the different sandwich tastings I did in 2 different years. So it was a little more than 2 months. It's like,
Ooh,
ooh, shots fired.
that's a good point.
Yeah, and Lisa's like, Penny thought she was going to be a partner and, you know, that they were all in this together. And Andy's like, well, do you regret introducing Penny to Katie and Ariana now? She's like, well, if Penny is hurt, then yes, I do.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and as we know, you know, Penny is hurt, and Kitty and Ariana are hurt by, you know, the trademark issue and the,
I
yep,
yeah,
I
I
can,
think you have to be really careful when you know are, especially
yeah.
when like you have an idea and then someone comes on, you know, like what the expectations are there.
And we saw it on the show, so I think
Yeah.
Katie shouldn't have said 2 months because we saw it 2 seasons ago. Penny designed the sandwiches, right? They did their first sandwich tasting. But then we saw in this most recent season, Penny interviewing people and them getting kind of annoyed with her. Like that was the beginning of the end, right? She's like taking over and interviewing the people and like just like not letting Katie and Ariana get a word in edgewise. That in itself, like you filmed with her twice in 2 different seasons. That's more than 2 months. That's like 18 months, you know?
Yeah.
So, So that's it.
Well, that's
That's the extent of the
interesting.
scene. Yeah, and then they swore a lot. There's a lot of fuck
Ooh.
in the Peacock. So, I mean, you
Chat.
know, most people these days only have the Peacock version, but if you don't, you guys go watch the Peacock version because it's a little funner.
Yeah. Every time I have the Peacock version on, Chad walks by and is like, it's like he forgets that like it's not like cable or something, you know, because he doesn't realize I'm watching Peacock or whatever. He's like, "Oh, okay, so they just say the F word now." You know, like, yeah, they
Well, they
sure do.
did. Gordon Ramsay and Andy didn't even like say, he didn't even try. He didn't. I think Andy's a little intimidated by Gordon
Yes,
Ramsay.
yes.
He's like, don't worry, don't
He's like, "You're
just keep
good. You're
saying it.
good. You're good. Just come back again, okay?"
With Le and bring Lisa and her randy self.
Yes.
That was so rude of him to be like, I really think something's gonna happen tonight. You guys should be a couple. It's like, dude, he's like, are you married, Gordon? It's like he's been married for decades. He has six children.
And don't
And
disrespect Ken like that either.
Ken.
How dare you?
And then I love Gordon's like he's like, have you ever and Gordon like laughs it off. He's like, come on. I'm not like getting or I've never effed a 60-year-old. And she's like, oh, neither have I. It's like, well, yes, you have, because you were married to Ken when Ken was 60, so you have.
Neither have I.
And then the, I never come alone, Andy. It's, ew. I can't picture, it's like picturing Lisa coming is like picturing your parents. It's
But
like, you can't.
I also thought that was like kind of a sad statement too. You know, it's like I don't think it was like as funny as she thought. You know, it's like, okay,
She
weirdo.
loves her little
Yes,
innuendos, you
yes.
know? She thinks she's so naughty.
Yeah.
All right, so should we get into the valley?
Yes.
No one understands why Kristen and Luke and Zach aren't invited. You know, it's a little weird, like with the Zach crying of it all. I understand like being left out, like you're the single one, and but it's like Janet said herself prior to filming, she and Zach hadn't spoken in 2 years. So why would he feel so slighted? You know?
Yeah.
Unless he was looking at it as a cast and filming trip, and
Yes.
like they're trying to ice them out. So I get
Yes.
that. That's
Yes.
valid. And Janet's like,
I
it's
think
my
so too.
baby moon. It's my baby moon. It's all about me and my baby. And so I understand that, you know.
Yeah, I do too, but like I think
I mean,
I
I understand Zach. I'm like, he
Yes.
invites a bunch of people for their baby moon. Then yeah, just go do your baby moon.
Yeah. I think I definitely would have had my feelings hurt and I definitely would have wanted to like vent about it to my friends, you know, and I mean, maybe, you know, like when like your feelings are hurt and you don't want to cry and then you cry and then it's like it's too late. Maybe that would have happened. I don't know, but damn, it made for great reality TV.
Yeah. I noticed in rewatching, instead of on the computer, I rewatched on the Peacock version. Brittany's wearing those damn pearl jeans again. I can't get over it. It's
I
like, where's Waldo? Now it's like, I'm obsessed. It's like, every time I've met her, every time I've seen her on TV, it's like for
like,
3 years.
should we wear like matching pearl jeans to our little show? I don't
And
know.
like I said before, like either how dirty are these jeans, or props to the manufacturer for like being able to sustain that level of cleaning. Like wash, maybe she hand washes them very, or dry cleans. Maybe she dry cleans
Okay,
them.
I found a pair on Amazon. They look just like them, and they are a bargain at $33.98. But damn, they don't come till May 28th to June
Well,
6th.
you could wear them for the
I
our
want to wear
party.
them for something about her.
Well, they don't make sense there.
Why?
It's Brittany. She's on the Valley.
I know, but like I just like them in general, you know, like I would wear them to that and then to see Britney, just like
I
she
think if
does.
the next time we go to Jack's, you should wear them. And I have a couple ideas on outfits there, and we can discuss offline, and as well as I have a couple idea of like things I want to bounce off you
Okay,
for
okay.
theme and whatnot. But if we stick to our plan of the 21st, 22nd, we could lay out the whole night, like have that uninterrupted time,
Love that.
because we need to do that.
We
We need
do.
to storyboard. So,
Yes. I'm
so
excited for that.
regardless if we go to, you know, this venue or that venue that night,
We will
it's
work
still
on that.
valuable.
Yes,
It's still
absolutely.
valuable time.
Absolutely.
So, okay, so Simon is eavesdropping. Now, I cannot figure out for the life of me. I thought it's really hot. They're in the valley. I'm not even thinking about it. But then when Simon goes over to Janet's house later, did he just get a hydrafacial? At Kristen's, I thought, oh, it's just really hot outside. He's glowy. He's very glowy. But then they're going into Janet's air-conditioned house, and Jared's not glowy, Janet's not glowy, and he's still all like, I could say sweaty, but I'm being nice. I'm saying glowy. Like, he just got some kind of facial.
What's his name again?
Simon.
Simon. I'm
The
with you.
eavesdropper.
Yes. I know.
I noted it. I'm like, why are you still so glowy? And I think it's hydrafacial. Or you think it's sweat?
I'm looking. I'm looking. He's very glowy. He's very glowy. It might be like a little bit of like some glowy makeup.
Some serum.
Yeah.
So I really liked Jasmine in this moment when they're all talking about it and like trying to soothe Zach and explain to Kristen, and Jasmine's like, I don't understand. And then there's Simon just on the outskirts, typing into his phone, kind of like it reminded me of that time at Pump when I was with Jeremy, and then Jeremy's like, oh, Jax, and I'm like, literally, this was the time like Jax blocked us, and I'm like standing there within the circle, and I'm like, Jax is right next to me, I'm like, does he have any idea he just blocked me? But you know, Jax, if you're listening, you blocked me over nothing I did or said. I said something like, ha ha. and I got blocked. You know when sometimes you just block anyone and everything? You know, that was what Jax did. But I just remember being in that moment, you know, a little bit on the outskirt, but still within the circle. And that's what Simon was doing. And he was report. And I was sitting there texting going, you're never going to believe who I'm standing next to. And it was like, to you.
Yeah.
You know. But then Jasmine straight out calls him out. She's like, I'm sorry, excuse me. What are you doing? Recording over there? What are you, Harriet the Spy? Come on. Are you going to join the circle? Are you going to, like, be a little spy and report back? And he was, in fact, doing that. She's like, did Janet send you? That's pathetic. So I like that she called him out. I really enjoyed Jasmine this episode.
Yeah, and I me too. I thought she did a good job of standing up for herself, inserting herself without, like, she didn't bother me. It wasn't, like, obnoxious or anything. Like, it was actually a little funny.
Yeah. Her hair, I couldn't stop looking at it. It was so cool. I don't know how you do it, but it was, like, twisted tendrils.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you either have the braids or you have dreads, but hers were, like, perfectly coiffed, like, smooth, silky, like, twisted, like, I don't know, it's just, couldn't stop looking at it. That's all I'm saying.
Nice.
So yeah, they call him out on that. So then we go over to Jesse and Michelle, and Jesse said he usually goes into every situation, like, with a therapist or a life coach in the back of his head thinking, how can I manipulate this situation? So I kind of appreciate his honesty in admitting that.
Yeah.
You know, because usually you think that, but you don't say it.
Yeah.
And that's like Kim. It's like, he's trying. And so he's reporting back on his ayahuasca trip and how it came on real hard and he saw demons and he died. But then he had some apple juice and he felt better. Like, who knew apple juice? It was like the new communion wine.
Yeah.
Just have a juice box, you know? A good Capri Sun can do wonders.
Well, and I also related to that from diabetes, because whenever you get a low number, a little juice box it fixes everything. So it's like a little nod over to us too. But my favorite part was when Michelle yawned.
Yeah, I was like, here he is. Here's my theory. He's describing this life-changing event. When he left, she was like, what can I do? And she's like, change your personality, which in my mind is an ask that's impossible. You can't change someone. Don't be with someone you expect to change. Like, you can make life changes, behavioral changes, but you can't ask someone to change their personality. You should have never married him. So I think her asking that in her mind meant, well, this is an impossible ask. He'll never be able to change his personality. Therefore, when he fails, that's my out.
Yes.
But then he came back and he actually, for the moment, because I know it changes, for the moment, it did seem like he changed his personality. And I felt like she was like in an oh fuck moment. Like she yawned. That was hilarious. But I think in her mind, she's like, oh fuck, he actually did what I asked. Now I still have to stay because I'm fucked.
Yeah.
My out is no longer an out because he did what I asked and he's a nice person now. And shit, I'm screwed. I didn't think he'd be able to do it.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Even when he goes in to kiss her and she's like, oh God, you know, and later when they go to the house and he's like, ooh, we can get some sexy time. And she's like, no, you sleep over there. I'm going to sleep on this like bed or couch or whatever. I'm like, hey, you're not going to sleep with him? Like, you don't even have to have sex. But
I also thought it was sad that like, and I felt this for him a couple times this season. It's like, just because sometimes he gets like a little
arrogant or
cocky. Let me think of a different word. Just because he gets like energetic and like starts being, you know, a little loud and obnoxious, maybe doesn't mean he cannot also have the personality that he showed when he came back from the trip. Like, he can have both. And so I feel like when everyone was like, oh, well, I guess that didn't work, it's like he can still have fun and still be himself. Like, everyone's so hard on him.
Like, it's kind of like Jax kind of made a nice analogy. He's like, No, he was kind of being obnoxious and like a kid. Like when I did the immature thing of pantsing you, Danny, and then Danny's like, yeah, but you apologized and you know, it's like, yeah, you can still do things like that because, you know, boys will be boys type of thing. And if it's harmless, but I mean, I didn't see any behavior at the beach that was like out of control for anyone to get mad at. Like clearly, and I feel like Michelle knew, like it was an accident, like his hand swiped her nose, but she was the one like, no, let's really fight. Let's really do it. And he, you
As
know,
soon
she was the one slapping him.
as she was like, my nose, I was like, oh, she had a nose job.
I just thought Marsha Brady, my nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they flashed to her pre-nose job. And I was like, whoa, she looks different.
Yeah,
But also was the hair. Like she had a short bob. She just looked very like minivan mom, but no offense, because you don't have that hair and you have a Oh, whatever. Actually, no, you have an SUV. But you were guilty of the minivan for a while.
I loved my minivan. I would get another one in a second. I felt bad. Like when she yawned, I was just like, the poor guy was like all excited to see, you know, he came in with his beanie and, you know, he wanted to share and
So Gianna calls Zach. Okay, while she's with Simon and Jared. So how floored were you that that monstrosity of a house, and by monstrosity I mean like massive, huge monster house. It reminded me of like that Tahoe house that the Kardashians stayed at, and then they did a Housewives. Remember that huge house? That house was the same price as Janet and Jason's Valley little Rambler. That's crazy. We should all move to Big Bear. You know, Tamra Judge did, well, they have both houses, but yeah, it's kind of, why wouldn't we? The only thing with that house, it's beautiful and massive and huge. I about died when it said it's going to take 50 minutes to get from the lake to the house.
Yeah, I don't. I am gonna go out on a limb and say that it's not exactly in Big Bear. I'm gonna.
Yeah,
It's
I
in like.
kind
It's a. It, what is it? It's called like Moore Park or something.
Moore Park is in LA. What are you talking about?
It's something. I can't. Why can't I think of the name right now?
It's
It's coming
I
to
feel
me.
like, and Julia texted me too because she, you know, they used to ride around all that area. And I kind of remember too my last time, there's that new development and it's far from the lake, but like it's where all the new development is. You can see the lake. I mean, I'm gonna have to go on record and say I'm gonna go with Rob's because Rob's is on the lake. He's got all those levels of like patio space and the beach and the dock.
Moon Ridge. It's called Moon Ridge.
Okay. Yeah, that's too far because also, if you're gonna go into town or the lake, 50 minutes, can you imagine getting an Uber?
I thought they said 15,
No,
but.
I rewatched. It says it literally transcribed. I have the closed captioning on 50.
Oof. That's.
It should be 15 because you can go anywhere in Big Bear in 15 minutes. This is because it's up and it's like, you know,
Huh.
yikes. That's why Brittany got so sick. She would have been able to last 15 minutes. And when we see Brittany, I do want to tell her, I'm going to tell her my experience and then I'll tell her Ronnie's experience. Like, girl, I had to pull myself over and puke at a lookout point every time I go to Big Bear. And I'm driving and I make myself sick. And then remember you said Ronnie got sick
Yeah,
too?
and I after Ronnie got sick, I'm pretty sure it was from me having to like clean everything up and all that. But I literally had to, when we got to Rob's, I had to go lay down, like just like Brittany. I had to lay down for a second because I was like, oh,
Yeah.
I'm so sick.
It happens to me every time I camp up there. I get
Also,
elevation
I feel
sickness.
like me and Michaela were like 8 months pregnant when we were up there, but it was like all of that together. I was like,
Oh
oh,
wait, no,
dude.
she no, was she pregnant? I mean, Leighton was like a year and a half, because remember it was the first time I thought her first word was Sarah, and thank God she had told me no, she had said mom and dad before, or mommy, daddy. But then remember she came down the hall and she's like, Sawa. Or she's like, hi, Sawa. And you like stopped in your tracks and you're like, did she just say what I think she said? I'm like, I think so. I'm like, And Maya, I'm like, don't tell anyone. I don't want her first word to not be mommy or daddy and have it be me, although it would be fitting.
Yeah, I'm sure I was pregnant when I was there. And me and Michaela were like, what, like a couple weeks apart or something?
Well, yeah, Torin and Daisy are a week apart.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, that makes sense, because if she was like a year and a half and walking and running around.
It's so funny because Ronnie just sent me the cutest video. Like, they are playing and she comes, like, she's like toddling around. It's really freaking cute. I have to send it to you because I want you to show Leighton like how little Ronnie was too. Like, she'll crack up over it.
Yeah, I don't remember getting like lit with anyone. Yeah. Obviously I wouldn't with you, but I know you guys went to get some food and we podcasted on Southern Charm, but yeah, maybe she was probably sober. We made Sheena's tacos and
it was so fun. It was such a good time. I would go back to, like, I feel like that house would have been perfect for them too.
So you guys, and this is what triggered me. I'm like, I'm getting a little triggered at Janet's gift to Jax, because I feel like that was our meme and she like stole our meme and made a t-shirt out of it. However, don't worry, Janet. I know it's all over Etsy and I've seen it on Instagram. But I do think the original post came from us.
I do too.
And also, you guys that are new to the podcast, I'm going to find the videos and repost them. So we went up and stayed at Rob That Can Hang a TV in 7 Minutes cabin, where they filmed in, was it season 6. And we stayed there. That's when we figured out it was Rob's mom's cabin, because I was on the phone with Rob's mom for an hour, heard all about it. But we recreated the scene, but it was like April 30th. You guys, it's freezing. So when Jackson and them filmed there, that was like July. Mm-hmm. We were there in April. And the elevation and the cold, Jax had the advantage. I went in April and I got in that water and did the same like buoy swim. And yes, I'm surprised I survived it, but it was, well, you know, didn't we do the temp and it was like 39 degrees in the water or something?
Yeah.
It was insane. But we have that of us recreating Jack's drowning scene, and Holly had some Barbies. So we saw like the lifeguard and we saw Rob, and yeah, it was a great little fun era we had with and we, you know, this was Barbie stage that we did. We did James and Lala smoking in the hot tub. This was before everyone does Barbies. This was before Heather McDonald did Barbies. So when that came out, we're like, but you know, anyone can do Barbies. But it's like, if we put it out now, people are like, oh, you're copying. It's like, no, we actually did it first. But fortunately, we have that on Twitter timestamped, and you can see us way back then. But it was some fun videos we did. So I will look for them and try to repost them.
Yes.
I mean, they're on our Instagram, but you just have to really scroll down a long ways.
Yeah, we should do a little repost.
But anyway, so they're on the phone to Zach, and she's explaining, like, she's like, why do you feel so entitled to come to my baby moon? And then Jared's like stabbing his palm. I guess he's making the motion to like hang up. You know, normally you make the roll down the window. We do the crank arm, which is no longer applicable these days, because really you do the finger. Like,
right. Ah.
So I think he's trying to say hang up on him.
Yeah. I just like would be offended that A, it was done on like a speaker call, yeah, you know, and then like everybody's like motioning and like nodding their head or shaking their head, and like, you know, I don't know.
Speakers are so rude. Like, I understand they have to do it for filming and production.
Yeah, yes.
But then you say, oh, by the way, Jared and Simon are here, so they're going to be able to hear our.
Yes.
Like, tell the person.
Yes. 100%.
In case they say, you know what, oh, I hate Jared, I hate Simon, you know, like, come on, let's not be junior high three-way secret call.
Yes.
I was a little confused on the sitting situation. So where are they making the call? Are they in Janet's living room? If so, why don't Jared and Simon have anywhere to sit? I thought, oh, they must be in her bedroom. Well, then why didn't they sit on the bed, the edge of the bed? Why did they both get down on the floor?
It seemed like there, it, like it was like a little like closet area or like a little office area.
I mean, but there's a TV in there. There's a TV and a day bed, like lounger. So why would you have a TV in your, like, it was a big TV in your like closet lounge area.
Yeah, I don't
And
know.
the lounger was not positioned towards the TV. It was like alongside of it.
Yeah, the
So
whole thing was positioned weird. I noticed that too, because I was like, what exactly am I looking at here? This is confusing.
maybe it was filming. They're like, you guys can't sit on the bed because then we'd need another camera.
Or there
So
was a maybe something was reflecting, like they were like getting like the mirror or the window, you know, something.
been like, can you sit on the floor? And they're like,
Yeah.
sure. All right. It just bothered me because I was just thinking about myself. I'm like, oh, I don't want to have to get all the way down on the floor and then I got to get up again.
Yeah.
It's just so. I guess then we go, oh, what? Christian didn't even know her and Janet were fighting. But she's like, but Janet's not going to run her out of the group. She's still friends with, you know, Jax and Britt and Nia and Danny and Jasmine and Zach. And so, like, good luck, Janet. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Luke and Kristen scene, when I watched it again, I kind of skipped through it. Like, I thought it was really useful and beneficial. I thought the person brought up really good points. And I loved that Luke was like, I don't know, I'm not really sold on her circle of friends out here. They don't seem to be like value people or quality people. I'm like, ooh, shots fired. And the guy's like, the Alan, he's like, yeah, you know, you're gonna meet friends wherever you go. So maybe it's just time to restart. And he's like, you don't have family here to help you out. Those are strikes against you. And then Kristen's like, yeah, I don't even really think I could count on any of my friends. And I thought, ooh, you can't, like, you know, I'm sure Brittany would help her out, but you know, Brittany's got her hands full with Cruz
Yeah,
and the
yeah.
bar.
I thought that was so I wrote in my notes like I actually liked this guy because I thought he brought up some interesting things for them to think about. And he was like calm. He wasn't judging them. You know, he was just like kind of giving them things to think about. And yeah, I liked him, but yeah, when I was thinking about like okay, like what would I want for Kristen like in the you know, like support wise, like who am I looking at for her? And yeah, she needs better friends. She just does.
So, okay, they're getting ready to go to the lake. Danny and Nia are bringing their nanny. Unfortunately, I felt bad when they're like, you know, because they had all those beds in different rooms, like a ton of beds. And Janet's like, you know, would your nanny be able to sleep in your room, like her own bed? And they're like, no, she's going to get a hotel. And I thought, well, what's the point of the nanny? Because they're 50 minutes away from the water. That means they're 50 minutes away from any hotel. All the hotels are downtown by the lake. She could maybe get a little cabin that's like she'd need to bring her own sleeping bag and fawn skin. But like, what's the point? I would have just said, do you mind staying in this bed over here?
There's no way
You
it was
know
there. There's no way it's 50. It
that
can't be
well,
50. That like that's
it said it.
like literally I could get home in that amount of time.
Yeah, it said it. I watched it twice.
Maybe it translated wrong. Because
Here's.
they showed the little shop in town and then they went up from there. So I think that they were just up. So I think they had to go in, you know,
Well,
because that's.
what Julia said she knew the area. She goes, I know that shop. And then we all know where they swam, right? That's when you first come into Big Bear,
Right. That's
those
where all the boats
rocks.
are. Yep.
The rocks that are famous, they've been in Lifetime movies. That's at the very end of the lake, and all the action is at the other side of the lake. So, but an hour, that it doesn't take an hour.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was I'm fearing for next week when Kristen finds out that Brittany's throwing a little baby shower for Janet because this is now no longer a baby moon. Now Christian's missing a baby shower.
Yeah.
So that's a little cringe. Jax brings walkie-talkies so that they can all talk to each other on the road trip. And I thought, what a genius idea, because how else could they possibly communicate? Like, if someone had to pull over or had a flat tire or needed something. Oh, wait, cell phone.
I thought the walkie-talkies were fun.
They're fun. I'm just laughing. Like, you can't just, like, cell phone each other.
Yes.
But in his credit, we've been to Big Bear so many times. It depends who your carrier is. There's a lot of spotty places you have no reception. Like, every time I camp, I'd have to go into town to get reception. I had it never at my campsites. So, and this house is kind of, like, up in the... So, it's possible there's no reception there.
Yeah.
So, in that case, the walkie-talkies, good idea.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
What'd you think of the house? Did you see that outdoor spiral staircase that literally went to nowhere and it just stops, like, midair?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely loved the house. I really did. I thought it was beautiful, and I loved the view of the lake from high up. Like, like an entertainer's dream. Like, it's big. I've stayed in places before where, you know, it's like someone's going to get a really crappy room, and everything looked like so spacious and spread out and clean and nice, and it looked really nice.
So can you find, I'm sure you already have it, like an address so we can like Zillow compare and figure out how much that house costs, because Janet said it cost the same price as hers in the same year.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to figure that out. I mean, I'm guessing like 1.2 or something.
Yeah, as soon as I finish this, I'll find it.
Because, you know, the farmhouses that are right near Janet were like around 2, right? 1.8, 2.1, 1.9. So since hers is not the farmhouse, I'm guessing hers was like 1.2, 1.3, something like that.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good deal for a house that size in Big Bear.
Yeah, it is.
When Brittany was getting carsick, did you notice how she pronounced it?
No.
I just got real carsick. I do. I've been carsick my whole time. My whole life, I get carsick. I'm like, carsick?
Well, I mean, me and you can take up for Brittany, because it's true. It definitely happens.
I will take up for her.
It's a thing. Also, you know, like getting sick because of the altitude is a thing. Chad can tell you about that.
Yeah. Every time I camp, I throw up on Friday night. By Saturday, I acclimate,
mm-hmm.
and I don't get sick, but I always get sick that first day. So I'm finding myself in these last few podcasts about the Valley sticking up for Jesse a lot. And here's another scene that I could just really relate to and appreciate is his little champagne suitcase. I need that. Note to Holly, listeners, anyone that's thinking about my birthday in a year, I want that champagne case he had. That was so cool. And I definitely need it because, you know, like, he's right. Not everybody, you know, you just can't trust people.
Yeah.
And what they have, don't have. I did look up, because I did not know the champagne he brought, so I did look it up. It's about $70, $80 a bottle.
Okay.
So more than Veuve and less than Dom.
Well, and I absolutely agree with his sentiment of, like, don't trust people when they say everything's going to be provided, because it's not going to be what you like. So if there's something that you like, bring it your frickin' self. It's such a good idea.
Yeah, for sure. So they kind of figure out their rooms, and he's like, oh, this is our sex trip. And Michelle's like already trying to figure out how to sleep separately. And I'm like, she doesn't want, like, it's the writing's on the wall.
Yeah.
I think this is just, she's doing whatever she can to make it through filming so that she was able to be on the show and film, but she can't stand this guy. And she cringes when he tries to kiss her. She cringes just talking to him. It's just, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So it is good they separated, because neither one of them need that, and they both seem happy now. So good for them. It's the first time I've seen her smile. I see her on Instagram with her new beau, and you know, she's happy. I'm like, wow, I've never seen you smile before.
Yeah, they Yeah, both of them seem like happy and more like content. Yeah, it's very.
And then one of you guys, was it, they saw Jesse at a recent event and he had his new gal with him and he seemed happy too.
Yeah.
So there you go. They're going to put $20 in a jar anytime someone says Kristen and nobody really cares. They're like, yeah, we're still going to bitch about her.
Janet and Jason paid 1.3 for their house.
Okay. Oh wow, I'm surprised. Maybe I should become a real estate agent because clearly I know more than Allie Harper at this point.
Yeah, yes.
Which is, I know nothing. So the girls go on the boat and the guys go to the beach. And on the way, they're drinking shots out of the bottle and Jack spills tequila on Jason in the car. And he's like, oh, sorry, as anyone would. Sorry, sorry. He tried to wipe it off the person, but he ended up like swiping his dick a couple times. Jason's like, whoa, dude, you don't need to wipe my dick off, man. It
That
was a
is
funny scene.
that was funny.
So we find out this is a Monday. Which makes filming great because they don't have to ask other people to move aside. Because who's there on a Monday? And then, did you see the pirate, like, shout out to
Yes.
the pirate ship?
I was like, did they use the same footage? Because it looks exactly the same.
Well, it was the same pirate ship. You guys, when we filmed our recreation of Jack's drowning, literally, we did not know this, we did not plan it. As I was in the water, freezing my ass off, the pirate ship goes by behind me, just like it did with Jack's. That was priceless.
Yes.
I also appreciated when Jax was trying to blow up the floaties, and he's like, because I literally I'm like packing for a camping trip I'm doing, and I have so many damn floaties at my house at this point, like too many if you need some. But he's like, where's the blower upper thing? And that's what I call it too, the blower upper thing.
Where's the blower upper thing?
Because what do you call it? The inflator or the air machine? No,
Yeah,
you call it the blower upper
the
thing.
blower upper.
Yeah. The girls are on the boat. Jan's talking about the Zach and Kristen stuff, and Jasmine kind of jumps in. It's like, yeah, but it seemed like you had your little spy, and then she was hurt. And Jan's like, excuse me, are you gonna let me finish? It's like, ooh.
Ooh.
Jasmine's like, cool it, girl. I'm going to take my present back.
Yeah, she's like, it was expensive.
Well, maybe we'll see next week what they get.
Yeah.
Jax tells Jason and Danny that Jesse still doesn't know about the Michelle texting another dude rumor on the side, and Jason's like, what are we doing here? Why are we acting like little bitches? This is our friend. Let's just tell him face to face. Tell him what's going on and being said. So I appreciate that.
I do too, and I think that they all needed to hear that because, like, we were getting nowhere, and it's like, okay, enough.
Like, they don't want to spread the rumor, especially because Jax is like, well, the problem is, I don't know if it's true. Doty
Yeah,
can't tell the
yes.
truth if her life depended on it. And I'm like, I don't think Doty lies. I think she gets things mixed up,
Yeah.
especially if she's drinking or she it's telephone game, so she heard a version. But in this case, I think her story is directly from Michelle. So there's not a lot to get twisted. And as we kind of see in the previews, Michelle kind of like owns it. I don't know. It seems like there's something that
Yeah,
she's or
I think
there's a
there's
but coming.
yes, absolutely.
Like, yes, I did text several people pictures of me, but it was for work or
Yeah.
something. We're gonna hear a but.
Yes.
We're gonna hear a Sandoval. We can no longer just call it but. We're just gonna say, I love you, Sandoval. I'm not in love with you. Instead of I love you, but I'm not in love with you. The word but no longer exists. We're just going to use Sandoval as the replacement for the word but.
Yes.
Which also doubles as ass, so that's fitting.
It really is.
Okay. Where are we at for you? We did the Kristen Luke thing. Did you want to comment on any of the other Kristen Luke stuff?
No, just that, like, it's still really worrying me that they aren't on the same page about where to live, how to live. And then when they brought up like the subject of money, I thought that was really weird too.
Oh, yes. And she was like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. Oh, it's icky. And that gives me the impression of I'm familiar with that feeling. I think you are too. We don't want it to talk about for like it's icky, like ooh, like it's he like he seems like he's got all his ducks in a row, right? He's like, I thrive in confrontation or conflict. I grow. And she's like, oh, I hate comp, you know. And I feel like she's hiding maybe some issues. Maybe she got herself into some debt or bad credit. And understandably so, she was canceled. Then it was COVID. She had to sell, you know, like a lot of like totally understandable. She had no job. She's fueling, putting all her money into James May. And maybe she doesn't want him to know that because he'll be like, ooh, I'm not going to get myself messed up in someone with debt or bad credit. You know what I mean?
That's kind of the impression that I got too, and that's why I liked the counselor guy. I thought, great, like now maybe like when he sees her shying away from talking about something she's buying or how she's spending her money, maybe now they can talk about it a little bit. So
I bet, like, she probably technically makes more money than him, but I bet with that comes debt and maybe some credit issues, whereas he doesn't have that. He has probably no debt, no credit issues, but maybe doesn't make as much as her. So it's, who knows? It'll be a balance. Still unclear what he does for work. You know what I mean? Like, this whole time, how is he going back and forth all the time? He hasn't been paid from the show. They don't pay you for the show till after the show, you know? So unclear. I mean, and that's just something if we see him in person again. Like I was already grilling him on specifically where in Colorado, and you know, I kept narrowing it down, narrowing it down. I felt like, okay, I need to stop here. I don't want to be like, and what do you do for a living? How do you get your money? Like that's just kind of rude, you know? Although people ask me all the time. I don't know. I don't want to be Mrs. Kravitz, like nosy lady, but I am curious. He's on a show. They're talking about finances. So Brittany thinks that Jax should tell Jesse and Michelle, since everyone's talking about it. And so that's pretty much what Jax does.
And what did you think about when Jax was like annoyed when Brittany had to lay down?
Oh, we're going to see the aftermath of that next week. I thought it was really sad, as did all of the other girls, obviously, in the Uber or whatever. When, well, first of all, she got sick again, but she's like, please don't tell Jax. He's going to think it's because I'm drinking. And sure enough, they all, like, he's like, how much did she have to drink? And all the girls were like, zero. And he's like, he didn't believe them. He thought they were all lying and having her back. And that's when we see her come out next week, you know, like. Which is, it's just like, I can understand if she's like, I just usually suck it up and move on. I take a breath. And Nia's like, whatever works for you
Well,
know?
and like, and about Jax, like having an opinion, like that's the one person who's supposed to have your back and cover for you. Like, you guys are supposed to be partners, and it's just like it's bullshit. Oh, and then what about when Jax flipped out when he was like, S turn the phone off. I don't want to hear the baby crying. Like she's playing the video of the swim lesson, which was like heavily traumatic, which I relate to. And
A
Jax is
10-minute
like,
class?
he's
I've
like,
never heard of a
stop.
10-minute
I've
class.
never heard of a 10-minute class. I've heard of a 30-minute class.
I would have thought if they left the baby with the nanny, like most people would be like, don't worry about going to the class. We'll skip it this week. You know what I mean? Especially if it's something that he cries at and is like tormented by, like maybe just skip this week. You know, because if that's his reaction every week, which it sounds like it is. Maybe just wait so you can take him there yourself as the
And
parent,
like
but it...
normally when like you have something like traumatic like that happen, you're looking for like your person of comfort, like mommy, you know. But I nannied
That's
for
what I mean. But then maybe it's a good way to make him adapt, you know?
And I mean, I nannied for kids, and like the kids would come to me more than their parents, you know? So they're sometimes they the nanny is like fine to do things like that, but yeah, I was like, oh, and that's got to be hard to watch the video. You know, she's trying to look at it, and Jax is like, stop! Stop it!
Yeah. Oh, that would be rough if the kid goes to the nanny before the parent.
Yes. It
Like
always,
I
it was,
experience,
it always
oof.
was like a couple of times, like I'd try to like shoo the kid back to the parents and like they wouldn't
Yeah.
go.
Oof.
Yeah.
I felt that
Oh, yeah.
when the kids were little and like torn and fell or something, and instead of going to, my sister's grandma, like he came immediately to me, like, ooh, and then did the up arms, and it was like comfortable. And I was like, and then she did it too when she, got up in the middle of the night, because the two of us were watching them, and got up in the middle of the night and like came to sleep by me, not the. And I felt really bad because like it's something, she would have really wanted, and like,
Yeah.
and but like that was just their comfort level because I'm
Yeah.
there more,
Totally.
often because
And
of
that's it,
proximity.
and that's all it is, but then like if you apologize like all over yourself, like that just makes it worse. So you just have to
Yeah.
just you have to just act like it's not happening.
That's pretty much what I did. Like, oh, he just saw me first. It was dark over there. He didn't see you
Oh, that's
with your
funny.
glowing hair. So the nose thing came up, we talked about, but then Jax is like, and Jax is this, his timeline's wrong. 'Cause he's like, yeah, back in the days, like Brittany got a little overexcited in bed and headbutted me, like she was like, what, like cowgirling so hard, like she headbutted him. But he's like, that was nose job number two. I'm like, no, didn't he have nose job number two before Brittany even entered the picture?
Yeah, I was gonna say like it was probably like nose job three or four,
Three,
honestly. Yeah.
yeah, I think it was number three.
Yeah.
'Cause the second one, he didn't have anyone. Remember, like Sandoval came over, Sheena came over. Did Lisa pop in? Like, yeah, it was before. Yeah. Anyways.
And by that time it had become such a shtick, like they were leaning into that.
Yeah. But, he made his wife look good. Like, she got real crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I feel bad for Brittany that she has to, like, lie and hide just something that's, like, she's sick. Like Janet said, like, and it reminded me of, like, when, like, how bad, how good, bad, whatever, Jason has Janet's back. Like her mom, I don't know if she got injured, broke her leg, or got sick or something, but it was during like the pivotal part of Sheena's wedding, and like Jason like just didn't tell Janet, and he went and handled it like with Janet's sister because they didn't want to like upset Janet at the time and
Yeah.
whatever. Like that's like the man you can count on.
Absolutely. And that and I really hope Brittany finds that because I feel like she would match that energy so well. I mean, she's a great partner to Jax, but she's
Just a
carrying
caretaker.
yeah,
Yeah.
she's carrying way too much and you can truly see it weighing on her. Like she's doing it with a smile, but like I just
I don't think
I
she's ever asked for too much, and I don't think she's
no.
asking for too much now.
No,
And
no. And she deserves more. And if she like I was like really on the train of like I don't want them to split up, but like the more and more that I'm seeing and how I'm like really seeing her sparkle dull from her face, I say make yourself happy, girl. Like do what you have to do. Like Cruz will understand, your mom will understand. Like just I think she already made that decision
well,
though.
if they didn't change, and then that's what Cruz grows up with seeing. Like he's still young enough now; he won't remember. But if neither one of them change and they keep barking at each other, then he's gonna grow up and be like, "Oh, this is what you do," and so you don't want to do that. So in that case, it's better to split up earlier when before the kid remembers the stuff, or change. Like Jack said, he's working on it and he wants to, and he's trying to do the things. We'll see if he does, and I hope he does, and I hope they get back together, but I guess time will tell.
Yeah.
So.
Totally. But I have to say that every time like today I came home, I had like a super long day and I was like, "Oh, like I want to just get the valley done instead of waiting till tomorrow because I have a lot to do tomorrow too." And I always feel so good after I'm done
Yeah.
podcasting. Like it just is like I
No more
first
anticipation
yeah,
and
and
anxiety.
I get like a high. It's like a kick from it, But
Yeah, Julia's like, "Are you watching Top Chef?" I'm like, "No, it's my special treat after I'm done, because I
Yes.
don't have to take notes on it."
Yeah, you can like really enjoy it,
Just,
but
and that's why I watch Farmer Wants a Wife. I'm like, I don't have to take notes on this show. It's just a guilty pleasure, like Sandoval said.
Yeah. So I forgot where I was going with that. Oh, so when
That's okay.
I had to finish like a little bit of the show, I hadn't finished when I got home, so I sat down and I was like, "Oh, I don't want to watch The Valley right now." But every time I watch, I really freaking like it. It's very entertaining. I like the dynamics between everybody, and I'm like,
Well, and you're
it's.
thinking it because we think of it as like we have to take notes.
Yeah, you know what?
Like,
That's what it is sometimes
I
too.
always want to watch both this and Vanderpump, but it's like when I do, or like Jersey right now, I thoroughly enjoy Jersey, but I
Oh
know
God, I
like
have
I'm like,
that.
oh, I have to go back and take notes again. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to do it. I want to see it again, but it's like the chore in your head, you know?
Yes.
But then it's worth it, you know? I want to find out if we ever find out who the celebrity that Michelle texted and had coffee with. I wonder
Yeah,
if that will ever come
yes.
out. Clearly, the director's never really come out, but now I am leaning on the Quentin Tarantino fence after hearing Janet.
Yeah.
I think it's Quentin. And then I'd like to know the celebrity, and I can't wait to see how she finishes that sentence with Jax. Like, well, Christian was not wrong. I was sending
Yeah,
pics
that
to
was.
several
It
guys.
was too much of a cliffhanger of like there's something's coming.
Yeah, so I think there's 12, you guys, because next week is 10, and clearly it's not the finale. So I think they shot for 10 and they ended up with 12. Well, and they do pick up cameras again, remember, like Tom and Ariana style, to film Jax and Brittany separating. So we do have that. So it looks like the finale is going to be early June.
Yes.
But, we'll see. We'll see if we can find out anything next week. You guys, hang in there with us with Patreon. I'll be back with Summer House and then Jersey, and then Holly will join me on Jersey once we get done with this Vanderpump stuff. But next week, we're going to have some stuff where I'm sure we'll have stuff to report
Oh,
on
absolutely.
both podcasts, and as well as after that, too. So we've
Yeah.
got some things in store.
Absolutely.
And remember, save the date, June 22nd. Come to our live show podcast, followed by BPR trivia at Jax's in Studio City. So, Mary had asked us if we can, I know we got to work on this flyer and post it, the details, so people can start planning. We just were waiting on like a final confirmation, and we were assured. So, we just wanted to wait before we put that together. But we'll get that posted and out there
I
for you
also,
guys. Should we do an invite?
I was trying to do the flyer, and I feel like it's a little confusing. It's like live show and trivia. You know, I feel like the trivia should be like advertised, and the live recording should be, like it's kind of hard.
I mean, we'll just list 5 p.m. and then 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Should we do an like Evite situation so we can kind of monitor like the and give them a heads up on seating?
That's a good idea. For our people, yeah.
Yeah, like an Evite maybe through our Facebook link and then Patreon.
That's a great idea. I like that.
And then if we post our flyer on Instagram and stuff, we just have to, people DM us if you're going to come or something because, or click here because it'd be nice to have. So it would be nice to have if we find there's 5 people or 500 people, we'd like to give the venue a little bit of a heads up so maybe they could better accommodate.
Yeah,
Do we
yes.
need 2 picnic tables or do we need all of the whole space with extra chairs and,
Yes, absolutely.
So I think maybe we'll work on that. Maybe Eva has some cute templates or something we could
Yeah.
use. So I'll look into that, and then I have my ideas for storyboarding that I'll have laid out before our slumber party next week.
Yay, I can't wait.
All right, well, go get finals done, knock 'em dead with the nationals and all, not finals,
Yes.
nationals,
Yes.
and yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.